In 1998, legislation was passed called the Federal Workforce Investment Act. My cousin, Alexis Herman, was the Secretary of Labor back then. She helped usher it through or shepherd it through Congress. And that provides billions of dollars of money that go to cities and counties that have over a population over 200,000. That money can be used and is used to train and hire the youth and displaced adults. It's money that we, the city of Birmingham, has just left untapped. You can use that to fund many of these programs, as other cities have done. Atlanta is a perfect example. In fact, there is a study that the private sector did a couple years ago that shows that, that the city of Birmingham over the past 15 years has left over $500 million of state and federal money on the table. So we're going to access that. We're going to access some of the Obama stimulus money to use it. We're also going to use the, you know, 2 years ago, Bradley, the city council passed, imposed a 1 cent sales tax increase and doubled the business license fee. I'm totally against taxes increases, against particularly sales tax increases, which, you know, it's one of the most regressive forms of taxation known to man. The folks who are hurt the most are the poorest of the poor. But it is what it is. And we're going to use part of that money to also fund the jobs program.
I'm going to move on to education. The Birmingham News published an analysis saying that 130 public high schools in the state either failed or were borderline failing the reading portion of the high school graduation exam. Of those, 32 in the Birmingham area failed. Mm-hmm. As mayor, what would your priorities be in terms of just getting the basics back into the school system?
Let's give ourselves a quick sketch of what the Birmingham school system looks like. It's a school system that's 99% black. It's a school system that has 75% of the children qualifying for the fully or partially for the federal free lunch program, which is a sign of poverty. It's a school system where one out of six children is homeless. That's what we have. What do you do about it? Well, one of the things I've been said is that you've got to start to lay the foundation. And without the gimmicks and the bells and whistles, and I'm a big believer in funding pre-K programs. We provide enrichment programs for our children, much like Head Start, from 3, 4, 5. All the studies show that's the best and most critical time to do it, when their minds are elastic, when they're precocious. You put that money into the children now. Down the road, you're going to see children who are much more intellectually stimulated and better students. Every dollar you put into pre-K programs saves you $7 down the road in terms of the teenage dropout rate, in terms of drug addiction, in terms of teenage pregnancy. Some states actually require that every school system have a pre-K program. Florida is required. Here, it's not required, and there's no funding. And what I like to do is break apart some money and fund these programs through the not through the school board, quite frankly, because I think that's a black hole. It'll be a black hole. It'll go in there and nothing comes out. I want to do it through the faith-based community, with the churches, the synagogues, mosques, whatever it is, where we have folks who have the same commitment as I have, which is working with the children, improving them educationally. And let's fund it through there, and we'll have the mayor working jointly with the churches to make this happen.
We've seen examples in other cities of mayors essentially taking over the school system.
Yeah.
I think most prominently of Michael Bloomberg in New York. Mm-hmm. Would you consider doing something like that?
It's been done out of desperation, also because the mayors, they get blamed for the problems in the school system, but they don't have direct control because many have elected school boards. And I think, quite frankly, it's a position that anybody, whether I'm elected mayor or whoever else, is something that you certainly have to consider if things continue, because it is not getting the job done. And in each year that goes by, you continue to waste a generation of the youth, and it's not fair.
In a Cooper administration, what would your relationship be with the city council?
No bickering. It takes two to tango. And I think you've got to take your ego out of the equation. The public doesn't care one iota who's responsible for creating this project or that project. All the public wants is it to happen. The mayor's got to understand it. I certainly understand it. Whoever, the city council has to understand it. And so you've got to create a climate of cooperation. You just can't say, well, I'm going to cooperate and just not just create egos, you really have to work at it. One thing I learned, having been a partner at a big firm with about 60 other partners, my opinion didn't matter too much. So you learn to work with folks and compromise and get what you want. And so that background in the private sector will serve me well.